I'm here. I'm hopefully not going to take up too much of your time.
Senate Rules Committee will come to order. We have two bills to process. There were a couple of constitutional amendments on health care that were notified that we were going to take up. There's been further discussions on that, and so we thought we'd wait till Monday to try to resolve that issue. And as you know, Senator Senchin, that's a authorship issue, who's going to carry that. And we're working on that, so. Okay, Senator Olson, does Mr. Watson know we're here? Senator Olson, tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate File 485 is a bill to study a statewide health care pool. This is a bill that Senator Erickson Ropes and I kind of jointly came to put together. And basically, the idea is that we would develop a statewide health care pool that's voluntary, funded with premium dollars, and would be open ultimately for anyone in the state who wanted to join it. The study would determine, I guess the other thing that I should say about the pool is that it's a direct contracting pool, so that the administrators of the pool, which would be a statewide organization, or a state organization, would contract directly with healthcare providers. One of the difficulties with any kind of a pool that's voluntary as opposed to mandatory is that the idea that you don't have selective use of the pool with people coming in and out of it as they have healthcare needs. The purpose of this study would be to determine how to implement the pool in such a way that it would remain economically viable, in much the same way that self-insured companies look at entry and exit dates, or you look at marketing this to a group of people. The pool would devise ways to handle this in the same way. But basically, the concept is to give an alternative to constituents that would lower the cost of health care by eliminating unnecessary administrative middleman costs. This is something that we all heard a lot about. We've seen, I think, growing emphasis both in the last election cycle and nationally, that we have to get a handle on healthcare expenses. And so this is a fairly innovative idea, somewhat similar to the statewide healthcare pool that education is looking at. But this is something that would have broader application and is not asking for tax resources. Senator Berglund has this bill. I don't know how I would explain what where it stands, but it's in the Health and Human Services bill, but it would be funded, my understanding, just for some minimal administrative costs out of the there are a couple of studies every year that fine. Are in the budget.
Okay,
so.
Senator Berglund, what's the situation? Does this need to be referred to the Finance Committee so that it ends up in your bill at some point? Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, why are you
here? Because there's a
legislators
are put on to something.
Oh.
So we have the A-10 amendment.
Yes. Yeah.
Where normally we have members of the Senate appointed by subcommittee and committees. So the A-10.
I move the amendment.
Senator Berglund moves the A-10. Has everybody got it?
Yep.
Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion adopted. Is this, I think whatever this group does, it needs to feed into the overall health care reform activity that's going to take place over the interim. And how does this, where's the activating language here as to who gets this report and...
There's language that would require a report back by February of 08.
By 3.9.
Where is that? Oh, here it is.
It's
okay.
At the...
And does it say who gets the report?
Mm-hmm. It says that the report would have to be recommended to the legislature and the governor by February 1st, 2008.
Okay. And what we want it to our, the healthcare.
It should probably be added.
Senator Bergen, what would be the language, do you think, that should be added?
Well, I think before the "and," the governor, you could put, and you could put, comma, the Healthcare Access Commission.
Okay, so Senator Bergen makes that verbal amendment. Discussion, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Recall, we had a previous, didn't we have a previous kind of little study group that we've also now run through there? What was that one? That was for children's healthcare?
Yeah, but that probably, that was for the second phase of that, and we couldn't afford the first phase yet, so. But that issue will be studied by that group.
Senator Centrum.
We've adopted the amendment, but could I just ask, I'm not familiar, is there a minority Senate member on that commission? Would we have access to the report?
The Healthcare Access, yeah, it's five members.
Two, you've got two.
Okay, fine.
Yes, yes. And members, there may be, there hasn't been a full discussion of this yet, but we may have an additional umbrella group with regards to healthcare reform that's a little larger than the Healthcare Access Commission. People have been talking to us about, to me at least, about the process that took place in the early 90s. There was a larger stakeholder group, and then it fed into the group of nine or seven or whatever it is. And I think we just have to figure that all out. And so this, but what we want to do is just make sure whatever all these things are, they kind of start to come together rather than having a bunch of studies floating around. So, and it's very, I don't know exactly what we're going to do here, but it's probably not just the Healthcare Access Commission.
At that particular time, we didn't have the Healthcare Access Commission.
Okay. But we'll be thinking through that, and there is some interest in having that be a slightly larger group than it is, but that's to be determined. Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, just looking at the same thing as before, is this essentially by the makeup of the committee, a plan to bypass or eliminate insurance?
It's
insurance companies or any involvement. This pool would directly contract with providers.
That's correct, Senator. And basically what it does is it offers an option to, it would offer an option to our constituents in term, it still doesn't eliminate insurance companies, and there's been some discussion over.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't eliminate insurance companies. It offers an option. There's been some discussion about whether insurance and managed health care is the more economical and affordable and quality way to provide health care. And there are another group of people that think that that's not the way to best deliver dollars. By allowing our constituents to have the choice and to have those options, that basically is the purpose of this bill.
So Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, as I was just reading the legislative findings, you find that in item one, why, if that were true, why did the University of Minnesota pull out of our state plan?
Well, first, Senator,
we were a larger pool, and they decided to withdraw, and apparently feel that they made a good choice. So that would seem to be something counter to the first claim that is made in the findings. We probably wouldn't ultimately put findings in a statute anyway, would we?
Well, Senator.
Well, I'm guessing, I don't want to get too far into the merits here. I'm guessing that as Senator Bergen puts her bill together, that language will be looked at in terms of what's appropriate.
So this is going to go on to you and it's going to come.
This is not the final version.
Okay, all right.
The reason we're moving is because I think there is an intent to incorporate something in the Omnibus Health and Services Bill.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair and Senator, actually, I apologize because this may not be the correct engrossment because that language, from what I understand, which was already removed in state and local government. I thought that the legislative findings were taken out, but maybe they didn't.
Usually they are.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, this is not codified language. Occasionally we have left in when it's not codified.
Oh.
It's sessional.
Okay,
what do we do with this?
I'll move that the bill as amended be recommended to pass.
Senator Bergen moves that Senate File 485 as amended be recommended to pass, re-referred to the Finance Committee. Senator Centrum.
Just a quick comment. It's not my bill, but if I were doing it, I'd include somebody from the insurance company in the committee. That's all.
Burgla and Olson, consider that. And if you do do that, you should run it by Senator Rest, just so she knows.
Mr. President, Chair, obviously they're going to be antagonistic, but I think they might as well be at the table.
Do you do that at the dinner table at your home?
Right, absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's important to realize that this is a study. Mm-hmm. Some people think that this will provide a more economical way to purchase health care, but it hasn't been determined yet until the study is done. So.
Okay, on the Burgla motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Then let's take up Senator Cohen's bill, Senate File 265. This is a bill that actually has, thank you, Senator Olson.
Thank you.
This is a bill that in previous years has actually passed the Senate. The reason it's before us is to look at the makeup of the Biomedical Science Research Facilities Authority. And there's an amendment A5 that I'm not sure if Senator Cohen has seen this yet. You should look at the A5. And while he's looking at that, members, just to give you a little further information, I think the intent, this would be referred to finance, and I think you would see this show up in the bonding bill, Senator Cohen?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm actually asking that you refer to capital investment.
Okay, right, not finance, capital investment. And I think it's going to show up in Senator Lanx's bill on Monday. That's why we needed to proceed today. And Senator Cohen, the change there was to...
capital investment.
Right, but to, you know, the automatic would be the chairs of the two finance capital investment committees, and then subcommittee on committees would appoint the other two. So I think this is kind of in the form we typically do this. And then the chair would be, the vice and consent of the Senate, I think that should read.
Yeah.
On line 1.6, governor, the second governor, or the first governor on 1.6 should read Senate. Otherwise, it's a little circular. And it's intended to be a public member, not a commissioner. At one point, there was a commissioner, and I think...
Yeah, the bill is D there.
Yeah, I think a public member is a little better than a commissioner, Senator Cohen, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so Senator Cohen moves the A5 with the fix on 1.6 that it says Senate rather than Governor. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Then Senator Cohen moves that Senate File 265 as amended be re-referred to the Committee on Public Facilities. Committee on Capital Investment. And Senator Lanx said, may be doing some additional, just a heads up, Senator Langseth may be making additional amendments to this, and I think he and Senator Cohen may want to share at some point what they're doing there, but.
It just changes, does it say something about 90% here?
Mr. Chairman, that's in the bill. You know we're talking about it changes some of the dates, some of the years.
And it tightens up the bonding language and stuff. And Senator, if anybody's interested before Langseth takes up Monday, I'm sure they would share that language with you. So, okay, on the Cohen motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. I think we're done. Meeting is adjourned. And we'll try to get these committee reports up on the floor today. Okay? So let's do Bensel's bill and go home.